this talk of love this morning has made us remember our first loves. Mine was bitterly disappointing, Beverly. Well, actually, it was more her mother who I'd blame for taking the love letter off me at the doorstep and laughing. What about you? Now, we've met Jeremy, haven't we?
Yeah, Jeremy Smith. Another one? Well, I was trying to find Jeremy on Facebook, and whilst I was looking at various old school pals, and there was this other boy called Chris Pike. Now, Chris Pike, I thought, was a god. And at the school disco, when I wore the outfit I talked about the other week, the matching green shorts and top combo with the brown T-bar shoes.
Yeah, that's guaranteed to put off any man. But anyway, go on.
Well, I asked Chris to dance at the school disco, and he did dance with me, but I only asked him halfway through the song, and as it finished quite early, he legged it. So again, jilted. But you've been telling us about your memories.
We shouldn't laugh at these, but they are
hilarious.
It's all right,
I'm over it now. He doesn't look that good on Facebook. He's not aged well.
All right,
Mark Gilbert has put on our Heart Home Counters Facebook page, Paulette Marshall was my first love. I was 13. She gave me my first real open mouth kiss. I will never forget it.
The names of them are drilled into your mind.
I love the fact that you remember their whole names.
Kerry from Higham Ferris. Hello. Tell us your first love story then, Kerry.
Oh, do you know what? I was in a play, Midsummer Night's Dream, very romantic.
You weren't the donkey.
No, thank God. Do you know what? I probably would have made a good donkey.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was a fairy. And there was the boy who was playing the leading part was called, I'm getting shivers even saying his name. His name was James Gasson, and he was dreamy.
What was so dreamy about him? Describe James Gasson to us.
He had that kind of, that floppy Hugh Grant hair thing going on.
That's the same with Carry on.
So he was meant to pluck a fairy off the stage, literally. Well, no, not literally. And he came in and he made a beeline. He said, I'm going to take you tonight. And at 13 years old, I was like, no way. Extra sparkle, lip gloss. I was ready for my part. I went on stage and he took my friend instead.
Gussie.
And then, to make matters worse, I found them kissing behind the stage.
Do you know what?
I can still feel the heartache now. And I've never been a fairy since. I can't walk past wings, sparkle. It breaks my heart.
I've got some news for you that might cheer you up. Apparently he is.
You know what? That would make my day.
So there we are. You're barking up the wrong tree all along. Okay.
Kerry, that was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.